The Journal is a new podcast from Gimlet Media and The Wall Street Journal about money, business, and power.
On this show, we show you how a company's bottom line affects the decisions you make every day.
Google's entire future is predicated on it continuing to be the one place you go for the answer to all information.
We follow the money and see where it takes us.
This is one of the biggest financial heists that has ever happened, period.
The Journal is out now.
On Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Merrill and LinkedIn.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. While interest rates on traditional savings accounts have languished close to zero, online savings accounts have been offering much higher rates. But what goes up is now coming down. We'll have details in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. Inflation in the U.S. inched up about a quarter percentage point in July as consumer spending remains strong. That puts inflation at 1.8%, according to the Commerce Department, still below 2%, where the Federal Reserve sees as a healthy level. You recall that low inflation, along with worries about slowing economic growth, was among the reasons that Fed officials voted in July to lower short-term interest rates. Now, many economists believe the country's low unemployment rate, coupled with rising wages and strong consumer spending, will eventually push inflation above the key 2% level. And in July, consumers were indeed in a buying mood. Spending was up 0.6% from June and higher than May as well. Wages and salaries edging higher played a role, but so did the steady decline of gas prices. As of Labor Day weekend, the average price of a gallon of unleaded gas had fallen six straight weeks to $2.58. That's down about 30 cents from a year ago and the lowest price at Labor Day since 2016.
The Journal is a new podcast from Gimlet Media and The Wall Street Journal about money, business, and power.
On this show, we show you how a company's bottom line affects the decisions you make every day.
Google's entire future is predicated on it continuing to be the one place you go for the answer to all information.
We follow the money and see where it takes us.
This is one of the biggest financial heists that has ever happened, period.
The Journal is out now.
On Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Merrill and LinkedIn.
For about the last 10 years, it hasn't been easy making much money off of interest in traditional bank savings accounts, but online savings accounts offered very attractive rates. Well, recent actions by the Federal Reserve are changing that scenario. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Prang to run some numbers for us. So, Allison, banks have been reducing the interest paid on their online savings accounts for several months. It wasn't as if people were getting rich off the interest, but the rates were higher than the rest of the industry.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's way more attractive for a lot of consumers. I would imagine anyone who has money put away to be earning something northwards of 2% as opposed to, you know, if you're typical savings account at a bank is a lot lower than that. So these are attractive options for a lot of people and still are even in this environment.
The Marcus online savings product owned by Goldman Sachs had one of the highest rates around for a long time.
They were one of them. There's a number that pay above 2%. Marcus, I feel like, has been a really well-known option, being Goldman Sachs and, you know, whatnot that people have used. But for sure, there's a number of them that you can get this higher interest rate at. That's, I would say, above that, above 2%-ish.
So a lot of the big banks are offering these savings account products. The Marcus online savings product owned by Goldman Sachs had one of the highest rates around for a long time.
And they just came down over the summer now a couple of times. They were at 2.25% and they dropped it about 10 basis points, so to 2.15%. And now, most recently, they said it's 2%. So that's even a more sizable drop than the previous one.
The online rate reduction has been going on, like you said, for a couple of months. What I thought was interesting is that some banks responded earlier in the year to just signals put out by the Fed before the Fed actually went ahead and pulled the trigger and lowered short-term rates.
Exactly. We wrote a story about that, looking at when the Marcus rate was cut by Goldman and then also Ally had the same situation. And yeah, if you're a bank, I mean, the more money you have to pay out in interest, it's pressuring your profits, you know, and especially in a lower interest rate environment, banks are bringing in less money from off interest from loans. So to protect, you know, your company's earnings, you wanna cut back on costs, and that cost is one, you know, they kind of ebb and flow together.
Well, there's a delicate balance here, because one of the intents behind the big banks launching these savings accounts was to attract younger people to put money away and over time stay with the bank as they made more money, invest further, whether it be with more cash or stocks or mortgages and what have you, and just build up a brand awareness. But wouldn't lowering the rates start to erode that goal?
That's a really good question. For banks, like I said, with, you know, it pressures their profits. But yeah, to bring in a new consumer, you want to have a really good interest rate or a top rate to kind of be the eye-grabbing rate that people, you know, want to jump and throw their money in or move their money in from another account. So totally, you have to very much play with, you know, as a bank, do you need deposits? You know, should you pay up because you need a lot of deposits? Should you pay more interest to attract more people? Or do you have a little more flexibility? You know, can you save money and lower your rate, still bring some people in, you know, but also save on costs? So for a bank, it's a game you have to play.
All the talk about the Fed and interest rates can be sort of a blizzard of numbers, and it's a lot of thick financial language. But here's an example of how actions by the Fed could actually hit home.
No, that's a great point. It's a hugely great point. Exactly. You know, we know things like our bank account. People, I'm sure a ton of people check their bank account every day. And, you know, something like the Federal Reserve sounds pretty wonky and vague to someone. But this is a way that it really does impact your average person's life.
There are still comparatively decent savings rates out there, and some require a minimum deposit or minimum balance. But a little bit of research by savers can actually work out for them.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you can definitely see, like I said before, there's a number of accounts that offer more than 2%, you know, high yield savings accounts that offer that. So definitely it's, you know, like we'll see what the banks do and we'll see what the Fed does. That will also depend on what the banks do. Those things are linked. You know, the banks are going to look out for what the Fed's planning on doing in terms of the flexibility they have with cutting their rates.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Prang here in our studio. Allison, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.